Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. And I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in scenic downtown Los Angeles. Tune in every Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at skidrowstudios.com. You can watch or listen live. And of course, always catch up on the show via iTunes. We would appreciate if you click subscribe, click five stars, give us a nice little review if you want. And also catching up on YouTube. Much appreciated. Joining me once again in the guest seat, my broadcasting cohort, Sherry Bass, everybody.
Yay.
Welcome, hello. Sherry. Welcome back again.
<Thank you.
laughs> And as always, this show is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of digital audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles for you to choose from across all genres. You can't go wrong with Audible.com. I'm currently working my way through Money, Master the Game by Tony Robbins, who I'm a big fan of, and basically written as a result of his frustration with the breakdown of things following the fall of 2008 when the economy started to take a dip, to put it lightly. And since he has incredible success and access to people who we wouldn't have access to, the average person wouldn't have access to, he was able to find the best tips and places to put your money and places where not to put your money. I'm only in the second section of it, but it's fascinating. And the best part is you can get all this advice for free if you go to audibletrial.com/cape. You can get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to try out their service, which is awesome. So I recommend Money, the Master the Game by Tony Robbins. And of course, many other books. Sherry's also an Audible subscriber.
I am.
You're a fan. What are you currently listening to?
I just finished, which I should have a long time ago, Adam Carolla's Daddy Stop Talking.
Yeah.
Yay.
Previous recommendation of mine.
Yes.
And you loved it, right?
And I absolutely loved it.
So two recommendations. Can't go wrong on either one. Audibletrial.com/cape and get your free audiobook. Start your free 30-day trial. Put the app on your smartphone. That's what I do. Let's do it on your PC, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your smartphone, whatever. But put the headphones on while you're taking the dog for a walk or while you're going for just a regular walk, while you're cleaning the house. I do it. I take a walk and then I'll like listen while I'm ironing or cleaning. I've said it before, cleaning the bathroom, doing dishes, whatever, because you're not going to remember doing the task, but you'll remember listening to the book. So that's pretty sweet. That's what I recommend. Lots of love being shown by everybody clicking through the Amazon banner at chrisabalo.com. Seeing some lovely results from that. So thank you all for doing that. And if you are otherwise unaware, go to chrisabalo.com, click the support the show banner. There's a tab at the top and there's also a support the show thing in the bottom right corner you can click. And there you will find not only the link to Audible, as previously mentioned, but also the Amazon banner. And how that works is if you clear your browser cookies and then you click through the Amazon banner and bookmark that Amazon link, the Cape Amazon link, Amazon will give us a taste of your purchase. You won't pay a penny more, but they will give us a small commission on your purchases. And that money goes to pay for the show. Of course, we're here broadcasting into this fancy studio. Yay. We've got video, we've got audio, we've got people working behind the scenes. We'll get to that in just a moment. Yay. And all these things cost money, as well as the time of our guests, as well as my time, too. Let's not undercut me too much. So your usage of the Amazon banner at chrisabalo.com is appreciated because they offer us a small commission, keeps this show free, keeps it coming to you every week from Skid Row Studios. So thank you all for doing that. Speaking of people behind the scenes, we have a new engineer, as much as we will miss the contribution of our dearly departed Cheyenne. Boo for her. But now we have someone new handling the controls, Mr. William Ibarra. You want to jump on the mic, say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Thanks, man. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. Cheyenne was happy to chime in, and I encouraged it. So feel free to jump at any time. See, now the scales are balanced in the other direction. I used to be sitting in the air, henpecked, because Cheyenne would be in the booth, and you'd be here, or Candace would be here, or somebody. And yeah, I'd be in the minority. So
now you're balls deep. Look at that.
Hey, whoa, wait a second. Wait a second.
What?
We just met, William and I, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So let's not.
Okay.
One thing at a time. All right, we're not there yet.
Yet.
Poor guy. He's like, oh, God, this has to be the last show that I have the most difficult one. Hey, gotten some questions, excuse me, about live shows, about going out and doing this podcast live. Because in Los Angeles, there are a lot of venues and a lot of podcasts that do the shows live in various comedy clubs or small theaters or what have you. So we've been asked about that. I've been asked about it through social media, through email, which please follow the show on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, at Cape Pod. You can email the show as well at capethepodcast@gmail.com. And we've gotten a lot of questions about seeing the show live. When can we come see you? When are you going to do some live shows? Because, you know, as I said, it's a live performance-friendly area because we live in a city. There's nothing planned as of yet, but the best thing you can do is spread the word about the show, because a lot of stuff gets looked at, especially when it comes to booking in. They want to see that you have a strong following. I, of course, would have to show them, you know, hard numbers as far as downloads and whatnot. So subscribing on iTunes really helps. Wow, the shadow makes it look like I have hair busting out of my collar, my shirt. I look super hairy. That's just a shadow if you're watching the video. We don't need to cut to that. We're showing. Okay. Well, on the camera. That was a shadow. See, I'm fine. So, I have hair, but it's not like, it's not a cardigan underneath. Anyway. So the best thing you can do is subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube, follow the social media platforms, follow on the social media platforms, rather. Like the show on Facebook as well, Chris Abal's Podcast Experiment, of course. And that's the best way to show that there's an audience for this. And as long as we see there's a demand, as long as we can tell a club or a theater or what have you that there is a demand, that there is an audience, then it could happen. It's something I would like to do. If it doesn't happen in 2015, I'd like to start doing it next year on a semi-regular basis. It'd be fun to go out maybe once a month and do a show, because there are tons of venues around here, around Los Angeles, where you can do it. So it's pretty awesome. So the best thing you can do is spread the word and subscribe and follow on the various social media platforms. So thank you all for that. I'm a little slightly edgy because I have, as Sherry was giving me looks, because I don't really drink soda very much. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew Code Red at the moment because it just came from an epic Call of Duty co-op or something. No, not really. I had to be up early this morning for something fairly important. And I think a combination of a slight bit, let's say 5% jitters, 95% fear of oversleeping. Yeah, because without an alarm, I even set an alarm on the weekends because I will sleep till noon without an alarm. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to sleep the entire day away. So I definitely think I had a fear of oversleeping. So I didn't sleep so well last night. And then with having to, of course, come here to do the show tonight, which I would not. I say I wouldn't miss. And I normally don't. But I sat down in my car to head here tonight. And I just, as soon as I sat down, I was like, be nice to not have to get up. Be nice to not have to drive. Be nice. I love doing the show. But, you know, just it'd be nice to do nothing right now. That wasn't the case. So I just popped into 7-Eleven really quickly and figured, well, let me get something that's highly caffeinated that'll hopefully kick in soon. Although I don't like drinking anything carbonated because I have this fear of just burping uncontrollably on the show. Especially with it being live. There's no like post where it's like, we'll edit that out in post. Nope. Can't happen. So I don't like drinking anything carbonated within like a few hours of the show. But I was like, I need some caffeine because I want to be perky. I want to be alert. I also grabbed a package of donuts. Now, here's how paranoid I am, especially given the fact that there's a video element to the show. I picked up a package of powdered donuts, you know, powdered sugar donuts.
Deliciousness.
Yes. But I put them down and got chocolate covered donuts instead because I'm at this point somewhat paranoid of people seeing just white powder on my face, thinking, that's such a Hollywood cliche. Look at him. He's doing rails of coke before he goes on the air. What a fucking phony. He's all talk. And so I didn't want to do that because all I need is for someone to be like, well, what's all that? What's that powder on your upper lip? Nothing.
So all you need is chocolate donuts.
Not from doing rails.
Like you have poo on your mouth?
Well, I did check my teeth in the bathroom very, very thoroughly, where I was like, I'm not going to do it on the camera. That's just gross. Nobody wants to see my teeth up close. But I was, then I was paranoid that I was going to have all these stains in my teeth. Meanwhile, I didn't know. There it is again. There's the shadow that makes it look like I have just a small animal living in my chest. I'm on high alert because I had a lot of sugar and caffeine in the last hour. Just for the sake of so if I crash by 9:48, do me a favor and just carry the show to the end and wake me up when it's time to go.
Absolutely.
Before William shuts the lights off. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, speaking of me not missing the show, next week, Monday, August 2nd. No, 2nd? 3rd. I'm sorry. August 3rd. Took me a second. Wow. I'm going to take another sip of this and speed things up. Monday, August 3rd, Cape, as always, 9 p.m. from Skid Row Studios, will feature 100% less Chris. Yes, I will not be able to make the show next week. I have an engagement that I'm attending that it overlaps with the show. So there was the question of, well, should I do the show on another day? Should I pre-record a show? What should I do? But the first thing was, well, for the sake of consistency, which I'm a big fan of, I figured, well, let me at least see if I could find someone to fill in. And I did. One for one. Asked one person said yes. So next week, just to mix it up. And if you don't like me, first of all, why are you starting listening to the show? How did you even get, what are we, 12 minutes in? Yeah, I don't know why you even bothered to get this far into it. But next week, tune in live to check out the debut of Candace Feltz, the beloved Candace Feltz, hosting Cape next week in my place. Which is funny because I'm not going to see my show until the day after it happens because I'll be doing something else. If I was available, I'd be here. Or if I was like in New Jersey on vacation or something, or visiting, I should say, or on vacation anywhere, I could possibly tune in live and actually check it out because I'm not available, but I will be doing something else next Monday night. So got somebody to fill in. So that'll be interesting. If you want something different, just for the sake of mixing it up. And after at that point, it'll be almost 7 months of just me every week. It'll be fun to have something different. So show's completely in her hands. I told her she can do basically whatever she wants because she's great and she's hilarious and she'll be a fascinating host. And she's way excited about it. So definitely tune in next week as well. And if you have your subscriptions, as I said before, then of course there will be the video of it and the audio version will be available on iTunes and chrisabalo.com by next Wednesday. So if you missed the live broadcast.
Rock your socks.
She will. I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a good time.
Indeed.
You've gotten to say like 10 words since we've sat down. We're going to get to some more stuff.
No sugar. It's all right. I'm good.
Well, I know you were fairly tired too. So I understand. Now, a little bit of some of my items have been in disrepair lately, which it had to happen within the last. Well, it really came to a head within the last couple of days. So. I know you know about one. I didn't tell you about my car, right?
No.
What happened? Okay. Let me tell you about that. Let me grab a quick swallow of my beverage. I feel me getting fatter with every sip. I should not be drinking Mountain Dew. Which, by the way, why is it abbreviated now to just MTN Dew? Is Mountain too tall in order to print? It's just
shorter
MTN Dew.
Abbreviations. People don't have time to read.
I guess, but I've never... I don't know. I've seen Mount abbreviated as just MT, right. Like Mount Everest. And I've never seen MTN Mountain, but I've noticed that kind of recently when I've seen Mountain Dew. I'm like, when did they start abbreviating it to three letters? Are there character limits on printing these things? I have way too much time on my hands to notice these things. But anyway, so something happened in my car that I was completely unaware of. Last week, I believe it was Wednesday, I'd gone to the grocery store kind of late. It was like almost midnight, but I needed a few things. And I thought, let me run to the store because otherwise I'm not going to get them until the following night. And I'm a couple of blocks away from the grocery store. So I said, well, let me just take a quick walk and see what's going on. Came back, had a missed call from my sister, which was odd because at that point it's around midnight. So didn't see a voicemail pop up or anything. So she lives nearby. So just ran over to her apartment and said, hey, what's going on? She said, there was just a police officer here. Asking about trying to figure out what's going on with your car because they ran the plates in your car. I was like, whoa, what happened? And Short version. Apparently, since about 8 p.m., my car alarm was going off intermittently. Like every 10 to 15 minutes, it would go off and then it would stop.
What?
10, 15 minutes later, go off, then it would stop. But apparently, around 11:30 or so, it started. Now, mind you, I'm the genius who designed my apartment complex. It has 10 parking spaces in the building for 18 units. Wow. So I have to park on the street, unfortunately. And I couldn't hear, I wouldn't have heard and didn't hear my car alarm from my apartment. So I had no idea because I was parked up the street. So I would have known it was going on. I would recognize the sound of my alarm because I know what it happens to sound like. And I was just like, why? What's going on with the car? And I walk out to check out the car. She follows me over there and the dome light's on inside the car, which is kind of weird. And I'm like, all right, the alarm wasn't going off or anything. Oh, I'm sorry. As we started to walk over, it went off. So I pulled out my key fob and I'm trying to disengage the alarm. Just like, I had no idea what was going on. Anyway, one of the neighbors who lives in the house that's actually, it was parked right in front of, came out, said, hi, is this your car? And I said, yeah, it was super friendly about it. And he said, yeah, apparently, he said around 8 o'clock, the alarm started going off and he filled me in on the whole thing. And apparently around 11:30, it started going off like every 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And then would stop. And well, it's even worse because it's reverberating throughout the neighborhood.
Right.
And at that hour, it's, I'm like, just the amount of people who were irritated by it, which I mean, he wasn't mad. He said, obviously it's something you can do nothing about. If something has gone wrong, if it's your wiring, your computer's having an issue, whatever, or even just the alarm is somehow breaking down. Then he said, there's, what can you do about it? So like, he wasn't pissed because it's one of those things that's just like, well, you know, it's out of your hands. It's not like it's something that was done intentionally. It's just mechanical error. So I had no idea what it was. I tried to pop the thing and pop the hood rather and look at the battery. And I was like, okay, I'm not completely confident about unhooking the battery. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on. And I stood out there after checking everything and arming the car. Cause at first it wouldn't arm either, which I thought was weird. And the dome light was still on, but then it did. So I'm standing out there to kind of stand guard, trying to figure out what the hell am I going to do? Cause I thought I could call like AAA to, take care of the battery, like unhook the battery, but then they have to reconnect the battery the following day when I took the car to be looked at. So I thought, well, that's just going to cost a ton. And that's not even going to get any work done. That's just going to keep it quiet. So everybody can sleep, myself included. Because if my car was acting up, I certainly would have been too paranoid that one of the neighbors was going to come beat down my door. Which, incidentally, the cop did knock on my door first. But since my sister came up as a nearby address, he went to her place. Okay. Because it happened to go down while I was at the store. Just that brief 20-minute time frame.
Always happened like that.
Yeah. Just and again, wouldn't have heard it from my apartment anyway. So as I'm standing out there keeping watch so I can silence my car if the alarm goes off, I'm Googling and checking out like alarm going off intermittently, blah, blah, blah. Finally found a message board, which was taken because I have a Saturn and unfortunately Saturns aren't made anymore, which is a shame because my car has been great to me over the many, many years I've had it. And frankly, it owes me nothing. It's had a handful of repairs, but only in the last 3 years. But otherwise it has been tremendous. Like that car owes me absolutely nothing if it were to go belly up, which for the sake of paranoia, knock on wood that it doesn't. But apparently, as has been an issue with other owners of the same model car, as mentioned by a Saturn technician, or I guess a GM technician, who'd spoken to this person in this thread, said, your door sensors might be going bad, which is when the obviously, when you close the door, there's a kind of a spring-loaded switch, essentially, right. That is depressed when the door is closed, so the car knows it's closed. And then it can arm, and then obviously when you open the door, the dome light goes on automatically, and when you close it, it goes off automatically, or at least will kind of dim and shut off. And it's like, well, your switches might be bad, and of course, I can't do anything, because at this point, it's now 12:30 in the morning. So I certainly couldn't go to, I couldn't have it checked out and I couldn't go anywhere to get the switches. But the guy walked in this particular thread, gave the instructions for disconnecting the switches. And I thought, well, it's probably, if they've gone bad, they're probably the driver's side or passenger, front passenger doors. And he was able to go get my sister stand watch the car with the key fob. Like, if it goes off again, please silence it. I'm going to run inside and get my tools. So I ran inside, grabbed a screwdriver, was able to pry the panels off and unplug the switches. And that solved the problem, thankfully. And the next day,
that sounds like a nightmare.
I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh God, first of all, it could be another several hundred dollars I wasn't expecting to spend out of nowhere, which will freak most people out. Most working people.
Sure would.
So instantly I'm just like, oh God, what am I going to do? If I need to have this thing checked out tomorrow, and then it's going to cost who knows how much to fix. But the car wasn't going off. I opened my window so I could hear if it's in the remote distance and still hung out after I unplugged the switches. But I thought, well, if the dome light is now not responding at all and the car is now arming as it should, I guess everything's okay. Everything was okay. Checked just to be sure. Figured, well, let me check Amazon. I can't find any of these that fit my car. You know, if I can't find them locally, let me check. But I was able to search, find them locally, was able to go to AutoZone, get to, and I just replaced the switches on the front doors, both sides, because I didn't know which one had gone bad. I wasn't going to play a game with it. They were $5 a piece. I was able to fix it. So I've actually made one repair on my car on my own, but it was just the most random thing. And it had to be at night. It had to happen. Because, you know, I got home at 7:30 maybe and then went inside and that was it. I was in for the night. So the fact that it had to cause a problem on a night where I was home, which, you know, wouldn't have been weird if I'd had plans or I'd been out with you or with some other friends or doing something and left my car at home, which is actually what my sister thought. She thought I wasn't home at all if the cop wasn't getting an answer at my door. Right. She thought I might have been out. All the more reason she called. But I just happened to be out for that moment a few blocks away. Man, so if your dome light's acting up, if your car's not arming properly, if your alarm's going off, maybe check your door switches. There's a little hint for everybody. No fun.
No fun.
And the timing
at all
was terrible. I'm just glad I was able to fix it. It was cheap. It cost $10 and I was able to do it myself. $10 in parts and very little in labor. Oh, by the way, what was I doing while I was doing the repair? Listening to a book, thanks to Audible. That's right. One other thing, you're going to repair your car on your own, put some headphones. If you're going to do something simple, like something not under the hood or under the car, don't do that because you don't want to get your headphones or earbuds tangled in something and then it's bad news. It'd be like, Chris Abalo told me to. Don't do that.
Goodness.
Now, the other thing which I complained to you about heavily, which you and I both shared a lot of frustration with, along with many other people, I love iTunes. The majority of the downloads for the show happen through iTunes compared to other mediums. Most people tune in for the audio version of this show. And that comes through iTunes subscriptions and downloads. However, the most recent version of iTunes and the software for my iPod Touch just completely, basically messed my iPod up. Not completely where it didn't work. I couldn't load anything new. I couldn't delete anything off. I tried syncing it. Nothing would work. All my artwork was gone except for stuff I'd bought through iTunes. So... yeah, and I was able to download recent podcasts by just going on Wi-Fi, but I couldn't update my music. There's some stuff I wanted to add in that wasn't already on there that I thought, oh yeah, I should put some of this on there. And then it wouldn't copy, no matter how many times I tried. Now, I've been frustrated since I got my tax refund back in March, I believe. And one of the things I did, because my previous iPod Touch was 5 years old, and I'd had the headphone jack repaired on it once. I think in 2013 I had it fixed, which was like $50, no big deal. And way cheaper than a new iPod. But then now the replacement jack started to go and it's like, all right, it's been a year and a half. I really don't want to spend another $50. And there have been two generations of iPods since. At least the iPod Touch. And I thought, well, maybe it's time to get a new one. Well, you know, I got a bigger refund than I expected. So I thought, you know what, let me get one now. Strangely, when I first got the iPod, I was loading music in, you know, because starting from zero. So I'm loading stuff in, which is kind of a rip. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but as you and I have talked about, anybody with an iPhone knows the software takes up like 5 gigabytes. So that eats into a ton of the space. So even though I have a 64 gigabyte iPod Touch, only left me about 59.
Jelly Splash.
What?
There's this game called Jelly Splash. I had to delete some apps.
Are you saying it quietly because you're ashamed? You're like, way.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, it's addicting. But hey, we all have our
Jelly Splash. When's that for? Is that recent?
It's been, I don't know, a couple of years now.
Has it? Oh, so if it's a few years old, then I'm just oblivious as usual. Never mind.
It's kind of like Candy Crush, but on crack.
What?
But yeah, there's so many levels, and you have to get through so many things, but it's like popping little jellies. Anyway, digress.
Where okay.
5 gigs.
Anyway, your iPod sucked. No. What happened was, while I was syncing and adding new music, some sort of error happened, which apparently was common with this most recent generation, where it said your iPod is overloaded. And it had all my space came up as other. It was like, because now it's color-coded with, I think, music's like pink and the photos are green and apps are yellow, yes. Something like that. And it had like an orange bar that said other. And that said, you know, like music was, there was nothing on there. And I'm like, okay. And then I pulled my iPod out, you know, after properly ejecting it from iTunes, pulled it out, no music whatsoever. No podcast, nothing. It was completely empty. Plug it in, sync it again. Nope. Other. Nothing's there. But when I look at my iPod, all the songs are listed. So they're in there somewhere, or at least iTunes thinks they're in there. So I ended up bringing it back to the Apple store and they said, oh, okay. Yeah, there's some error that happens occasionally. Unfortunately, you're going to have to reset the iPod to factory settings. I'm like, God damn it.
Damn.
After all that, I mean, after loading in probably 48 gigs worth of music, which takes a little while because I don't just, my library is gigantic. So I can't just send all the music to my iPod and have plenty of space left over. No, I need to pick and choose. I need to play iGod and move stuff over, decide what stays and what goes. So had to reset the iPod, start all over again. Well, not even 10 days goes by and the same thing happens. Same exact thing. Space taken up by other. Nothing's on the iPod, but when I plug it into iTunes, it says all my music's on there, and it's not. Bring the iPod back. Say, I think there might be something wrong with this one because this has now happened twice. They gave me a new one. Okay, everything's cool. The new one was fine ever since. So now it's been like 3.5 months or so, I think the most recent. All this whole launch came because of Apple Music.
Right.
Launched. I think it was the beginning of July, I think. End of June.
So
it's been a couple of weeks. So since I couldn't add anything or take anything off of my iPod and none of my artwork was there, which with that much music, I need some point of reference, particularly artwork. And I guess I'm just OCD enough where I need it there anyway. But I thought, all right, hopefully a patch is going to be released. There's going to be a fix. There's going to be an update and everything's going to be fine. Nope. Nothing came along. And after about a month, I was finally frustrated enough where I'm like, well, I guess I'm resetting this one too and reloading it. And after checking a bunch of forums where people having the same problems and saying, been waiting for an update, nothing's happened, put in a call and they were less than helpful and blah, 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 blah. And most people said, I restored everything with the newest version, disabled Apple Music, which you can do through iTunes, which I wouldn't use anyway. I don't stream music. I have a ton of music, but I wouldn't stream it through my iPod anyway. iPhone, different story. Maybe, but since I have a standalone device for my music and podcasts.
Well, I was buying music, and what happened is I'm thinking it's still on there, but then for some reason it was switched to iCloud only. So I'm playing music, and then all of a sudden my data is being charged because I'm playing music on the way to work or from somewhere. So next thing I know, it's like, you have used up 90% of your data. I'm like, what? And I'm looking, and yeah. So thanks, iTunes. Thank you.
And I know you had a problem with your plan as well, as far as when it comes to especially using your data, and you were complaining about it to me.
Yeah, that's another weekend.
We were kind of commiserating. Well, no, what happened? Because I've been talking for the last half hour. So.
Well, my bill is due on the 3rd, but for some reason they're not charging me for my data until the 13th. So, or resetting, I should say. So even though, you know, usually when you pay your bill, everything resets.
Yeah, your billing cycle ends.
Right, exactly. No, not mine. So it's like 13 days later, all of a sudden, then it resets. So my data is off, so I'm getting overcharged. I'm getting text messages like 5 hours later. people aren't receiving my text messages text until 6 hours later.
I think that's what started the conversation the other day. I got yours like a day later.
See?
And responded. And you're like, you just got my messages? Yeah.
Right?
Because it was over the weekend. Because I spent the weekend, as I said to you, restoring all the stuff on my iPod.
Yeah.
After I restored it and had the new version, blah, blah, blah. Now it's working fine. And it's been a day since I finished last night. It's working beautifully for right now. But any other updates? No, thanks.
So technology, you know, it's not my friend.
Well, get it together, Apple. Like, right. You guys certainly have the capacity and the innovation to do a lot of things. Like, you know what you're doing in a lot of degrees, but maybe a little more testing. Or maybe, you know, apparently with this update with Apple Music, normally they'll let you revert to the previous version for 30 days. Apparently this one, after a week, it was no longer going to authorize. Yeah.
They were like, nope, you're getting this.
Yeah, so you couldn't downgrade. And that's probably because they want to roll out the Apple Music because they want to start people on the free trial and get them eventually signed up. And they don't want to have to possibly put off another 3 weeks, you know, a bunch of subscriptions for another 3 weeks. So, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. It was a huge... I mean, I had other things I was doing this weekend anyway, so I was able to just copy in blocks, you know, move like 100 songs at a time onto my iPod. And, you know, it would take a little while. But, I mean, everything worked. Everything's on there now. And even when I manually deleted, I went through a couple of podcasts today. I was in the car a lot today. So I was able to delete stuff off as I went. It went away as it should have. I haven't synced or sunk. Is the past tense of sync sunk like it is S-I-N-K?
Right. I think that's right, yes.
Or would it be synced?
No, sunk.
Sunk? So yeah. It'd be C, or rather S-U-N-C, sunk? We should figure that out.
S-U-N-K?
Well, if it's S-Y-N-K for sync.
Oh!
Shouldn't it be S-U-N for past
sunk.
Tense?
Oh, crap.
We have to get somebody to work on that. I know. We're both way too tired for this, and only I've had a lot of sugar. This is not time to be like, wait, what? What'd you say? What are we talking about?
Synced.
Anyway, yeah, so all my stuff within the last week has been a terror. I mean, the iPod's been a longer time coming, which tons of people were frustrated about it, and basically the same thing. And nobody wanted, including myself, wanted to have to reset their stuff. I feel even worse people with iPhones who had their stuff go belly up.
And now that I think about it, it's synced. Sorry.
Synced?
Yeah.
Okay.
I synced.
Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry, brain fart.
No, that's fine. I don't know, so that's why I'm asking you. Since this is the only Apple device I have and use, I wasn't sure if there was a proper terminology. But you have an iPhone, so you would know, actually. You know what I noticed recently? When I was at the mall, and I popped into Urban Outfitters, because they have vinyl records. So I just thought, well, let me see what's out. Because I still like, even though they're not a record store proper, and I'd rather go to a record store, it's the only place you can buy music in the mall.
Right.
So I thought, let me browse through and kind of see what's new, or at least what's out there, because a lot of stuff's getting reissued now, because vinyl is the only physical format that's up in sales. Sales are going up in vinyl. It's expanded beyond a niche market and is now, it's growing.
Oh, totally.
And it makes sense because a lot of them, wisely, a lot of albums will come with the digital download. So you can still load it onto your device and you can still have the record, which is great because then you don't need to participate in multi-formatting and having to buy it several times.
Right.
Cool. But it was interesting because between the vinyl and noticing they had stuff like Polaroid cameras, which could very well be in the wake of...
That is back.
Yeah. It could be because of Taylor Swift's 1989 album and the way that kind of used Polaroids and the packaging was very clever with the photos.
I can see that.
I'll
give you that one.
Everything old is new again. It seems to always happen, but how funny is it that stuff from 30 years ago...
It's regurgitated.
Yeah, like now it's back and it's in a place as... Yeah, I don't know if you want to say fashionable or trendy necessarily, but like it's in Urban Outfitters. Every mall, you can go and buy a Polaroid camera again.
Yeah, I was at work and a client had a camera that was a Polaroid. And I was like, what did you get this from? And even when I went to Vegas on vacation last week, they had the Polaroid store and they were selling them.
Really?
Yeah, for like $130.
What?
Yeah, the cool cams too. Remember the ones back in the day with all the fancy colors?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The gray and pink one. Yeah, so I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Granted, I didn't look at the price of the ones in Urban Outfitters. But I mean, they sell turntables, they sell records, they sell Polaroids. So there's a part of me, it's like, is it 1987 again? Like, this is so weird. I mean, in a good way. Look, I'm a child of the 80s. I'm all for it. But I thought, is it that much of a novelty to have something like, you know, where there's a camera on everything in your pocket now? I'm just wondering if it's the novelty of actually having to, like, I take a photo and look, I have a physical photo that I can do something with. It's just so, it's
well,
funny.
I think everything... in history does that, just repeats itself. I mean, even when you were talking about the vinyl, people always wanted, what, a CD, and then it became MP3. Now everybody's like, ooh, the sound of vinyl. Ooh, the sound of CDs.
Yeah, vinyl's so,
you know,
warm.
Yeah. So that's, it just happens.
I don't get that. CD is still my favorite format.
I'm just
personally.
Glad spandex is back so I can eat more.
I don't have a dog in that fight. Sorry.
Wait, I'm just saying.
Would you
good for something to regurgitate.
Have you been like hoarding spandex then in the last 12 years? Since you were a teenager, you're
years?
Like, I'm going to.
No.
An exaggeration for comedic effect, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I'm losing you. You're falling asleep.
No, I'm not.
Maybe okay. You better have some of this refreshing room temperature Mountain Dew.
Code red.
Yeah.
Code
red.
I've been stocking up though. Because now they're coming back in super colors. Like highlight yellow, highlighter yellow.
Oh, so neon?
Electric
like
blue.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. I dig it.
I hope chicks start wearing like pastel spandex again. See, it's weird how recently in the last, I'm going to say 5 years, maybe slightly more,
mm-hmm.
we're like band t-shirts and where Hot Topic used to be dark and all like, it would legitimately be probably the only place you can get Death Clock merchandise if they were a real band,
yes.
Which, oh, what a world that would be. But anyway. Where it was a dark and scary place and, you know, nobody wanted to go, and parents didn't want to go in there and they didn't want their kids to go in there. Whereas a couple of years ago, everything was kind of fluorescent and band logos were all kind of bright and colorful.
Yeah.
Like even bands that claim to be like metal. And I thought that was so weird, or even like neon sneakers, but stuff for dudes, which I thought, when did this become like dudes wearing bright colors? When did this happen? It just seemed like one day anybody below age 21 was wearing pastels. Guys. Did you notice that?
I have.
Okay. I don't know where the turning point was, but all of a sudden, dudes started wearing bright colors. So if women are going to wear bright colors, I'm more used to that because it's kind of more in line.
Well, It's kind of funny now that you mention it. I bought a Red Hot Chili Peppers shirt. Was it from Hot Topic? I don't think it was from Hot Topic. Anyway, and my dad found it. Now, mind you, he does not listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Right? But he wears that shirt almost every other day now.
Really?
But it's become his favorite shirt. And so I'm like, I asked him the other day, I was like, hey, so you know that's a band, right? He was like, yeah. Everybody tells me I'm cool because I got the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's
okay,
awesome, though.
Yeah. So he digs it, but it's like a red kind of girly color a little bit, but hey, he mm-hmm. rocks it, so I guess to each your own.
Hey.
He fits it better than I do, so whatever.
So he can wear it for now.
Yeah, for now.
One day, Sherry's going to come a-calling and want her shirt back.
Yes.
Apparently, they're making a new record, so you're going to want to grab that sooner.
Eventually.
Rather than later. So you can look like you're
ahead
of
the
curve.
The boobs don't fit in it anyway, so that, you know, that's another struggle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially all those flat-chested women who want to kick your big-titted ass. Yeah. Now, I have a lot of friends. Can I just say, and recently with listening back to old episodes of The Only Podcast That Matters and talking to my friends who overall, the majority of my women friends have big boobs and always complain about it. And it just makes me laugh. First of all, I can't relate. Second of all, being a guy, I see nothing to complain about. What are we up to? Third of all, like I said, a lot of women who are just like, you know, they're 28 and still waiting for them to show up. So I don't understand
I don't
the complaining.
Knock them. I wished for them at 10 and got them right away. So,
at 10, really?
Yeah. Well, because I had a bigger sister and she would be like, oh, you're little itty bitties. So I'd be like, oh, one day I'm going to get big boobs too. And then one day they just grew and, you know, but sometimes they can, I mean, as much as they're a blessing, they can be a curse.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Oh, my back hurts.
Not even that. I mean,
I can't find any good bras. I can't relate, by the way. I'm not being, okay, I'm being a little snide, but I can't relate. I'll see what the complaining is about. Yay. Hooray
I had a
for
man
boobies.
Come up to me the other day and was like, girl, I just want to motorboat you. Little
Wait
things
a minute.
Like that.
Some dude who just.
This was in Vegas, but.
Oh, well, all right. That's
it still doesn't
get,
who does, you know. It doesn't make it okay.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something that we have not talked about on the show that I've been laughing about for months. I keep forgetting to have you tell this story on the show. When you went to Albertsons and a dude followed you in, go.
Oh, gosh. So that was a couple months ago. Wow. So I get things like all the time, whatever. As a woman, you want to be complimented because it makes you feel good. Nothing wrong with that. But every once in a while, you get a skis. And so I was really tired. I was coming home from work. Probably the spandex didn't help. But I was dressed regularly. White tee, spandex, Chucks. Not even trying to look cute at all. I go to get some food for the tacos. I think I was making tacos at night. Anyway, I'm going in. I get out of my car. I'm walking to get a basket. This guy comes behind me and goes, I get that a lot. Whatever. I was like, okay.
That's sure. It?
Yeah, it started off with just a So I didn't react to it. Then he goes, I said, okay. All right, sure. Then it became, ooh-wee. Girl, that ass though. I'm like, what? Okay.
Has that ever worked? Never. Now, this isn't the end of the story.
I know. To me, no.
Just in general. Like, out of 100 girls who this guy catcalls to, basically, are any of them are like, like, do they sidle up to him and they're flattered by it?
There
I can't imagine that
some...
ass, though, is that big of a compliment where a girl would actually be like, who mean? That's a terrible impression of a girl.
I'm pretty sure there are girls out there who would do that.
I guess.
Because
I'm just
men
wondering,
keep doing it, so I don't...
I just want to know what this dude's success rate is. Like, what's his batting average when it comes to saying this to girls? Anyway, go on.
Well, anyway, I pulled the basket out. I'm going in the store. At this point, he's just catcalling me. Hey, girl. Hey. 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 I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this dude. So I walk, and I'm walking. He's following me, still trying to get my attention. I go to the baby aisle. And I look at baby food and stuff. He's like, oh, hell no. He went the other way. Ah, jackass. I don't have kids.
I love that. Oh, man. That's genius, by the way. Ladies.
It got to the point.
Free life advice from Sherry Bass.
Yes.
If there's a dude following you around, hitting on you, head to the baby aisle. Look at diapers. Look at baby food. Pick
rings,
up some strained peas.
They don't care. I used to wear a fake engagement ring sometimes. They don't, hey, so where he at then? I'm like, okay. So yeah, just go to the baby food aisle. Look at some baby food or baby diapers. Yeah. But it was just so funny because he was like, hell no. Just kind of like, with the other way.
But I like that he even had to verbalize that.
Right?
Like, so
okay.
You knew he was giving up. Right. I kind of admire that. A dude who doesn't care enough just be like, hey, 18 times behind you. Where you're obviously not paying any attention to him. But
no.
Then when he gives up, he actually needs to exclaim, oh, hell no. And then haul ass out of there. That was pretty funny. That killed me. I just, first of all, that guys do that. I mean, maybe it works for somebody, but, you know.
Well, that's just what I was saying. Vegas was like kind of like that too.
Well,
because women, I mean, but women are at your disposal there. I feel like there's so many.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
chicks.
What?
Yeah, walking around with their ass out and their boobs out. I mean, yeah, not to say I wasn't like old maid, but I mean, guys randomly, oh, can I motorboat you? Like, what? yeah, dude, yeah. You know, am I really going to say that? I don't think so. It just makes me mad. But then again, everything is sold sex-wise.
It
all
is.
Sex out there.
You know what, though? I kind of admire that guy because I could never just roll up to a stranger, to a woman I don't know, and just be like, can I motorboat the...
Poor guys. I feel bad for you all, too.
In what sense?
Well, out there.
Out there is in Vegas?
Out there is in Vegas. I don't even think I told you this. So... it was the Friday night, first night there. I'm like, okay, let's try something. Let's just go explore the strip. And of course, these guys were promoting clubs and different things, right? And so one of them was like, hey, you want to go to strip club? I mean, fine, sure, whatever. It's like, oh, it's guys and girls. All right. And I'm like, what hotel? The Hustler. I'm like, okay,
well,
cool. That's fine. So we're like, he was like, it's a free limo. I'll pick you up over here. And then once you go, it's free. It's free. Okay. So that's me being a female, right? These guys, I don't know what they've been told, but we ended up getting scammed because we waited for the free limo. It picked us up. It picked up about 10 people altogether. It's like a party bus. And all the rest of them were dudes. So I'm sitting in a bus full of dudes looking like, oh, shit. They have us get dropped off at the Hustler Hotel. And they make us wait in line. By the time we get to the front, they're like, oh, yeah, it was free limo. It's free to get in. But to actually go inside the strip club, it's going to be 70 for you all.
What?
Yeah, and that was for chicks. I think for dudes, two? It was for two girls. So for dudes, I think it was like 100 and something. But guys were still going in there. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but the whole point is...
To me, that's funny because I never pay for anything when
I go
out there.
Well, that's the idea. They should be. Nah. That's why they do ladies' night. Ladies, no cover charge. Why? Because dudes will go if women are there.
That's true.
Like, how is it they're missing out on this? They could charge $50 a head in Vegas for guys. Women get in free and guys, there'll be a line up the block.
Right.
Dudes trying to get in.
And then there's that double standard because the men's strip club was closed around 2 o'clock and it was already like 1:30. Someone paying $70.
I don't care. What? Who is that?
The women was open until like 4. I was like, what kind of shit is that?
Huh.
Whatevs.
Interesting.
Anyway.
You know what else you need to explain?
What?
Which I keep forgetting to bring up when you are here, which is pretty regularly. But we always end up going on whenever it is. Or we spend an hour talking about Van Halen, rightfully so.
Yeah.
You've used the term that... It's one of the few things I've said, explain to me on the show, don't even tell me now. You have used the term boogawoof.
Yes.
And I don't know what that means. I finally wrote it down, so I knew to ask you about it. What the hell is a boogawoof?
It simply means you're ugly. But like...
That's it.
That's
such like a waste oogly. Of syllables. Yeah. Wait, well, ugly like fugly?
Because it's in a song.
Is it?
I don't recall the title of the rap song. But
it's not a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
No, definitely not. But the guy says that she looks like a boogawoof. And I thought that was hilarious.
Boogawoof.
I'd rather say boogawoof than ugly.
I have no idea who you said it about. You just threw the term out one day. It's one of those things where I'm like, whoa. Hold on to your thought.
I don't think I was referring to it.
Let's run it back. Person. No, you probably weren't. I think you're just saying in regard to like skanky girls, you're like a bunch of boogawoofs. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, hang on.
That means you have a butterface.
Rewind.
Simply.
A butterface. Hang on. What's this?
Same.
I don't insult people. I'm very, very... Gorgeous.
Sure,
nice
you. Sure, you are.
I totally am. I don't know. I don't know from insulting people.
All right. That's just growing up with cousins and stuff too. That I don't necessarily call people ugly.
Butterface. Is that making fun of white people?
Hmm? No, that's making fun of ugly people.
Why butter? Because they're greasy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Or are you just placating me by saying
no,
oily?
I mean, I really don't know where the term came from. I just know that, I mean, ugly, oily people, people call them butterface.
So
that
calling
used
someone
to be butterface.
Calling someone a butterface boogawoof is like the
ugliest
the worst.
Of the ugliest, I guess.
That's why I'm asking.
But a lot of random words come from my mouth. Sometimes I make up words, but that I didn't make up.
Well, stuff takes off from fucking rap songs all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised if it came from that.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody ever started from the bottom and became successful, but it became a thing once Drake said it.
What, that YOLO crap?
Oh, well, YOLO is another thing. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Are we ever going to be over that as a species?
No.
People ever going to stop with YOLO?
Nah.
It's got to end.
No.
You know what's so weird? Because around here, this show is, you know, 62 minutes. You know what's weird? But around here, I don't know if it's because there's so many billboards. In the Los Angeles area. So other people in other parts of the country where it's not as, billboards aren't as prevalent, or when they are, they're for like Jesus. Lot of, which will really make these people upset. Lot of billboards of Drake's face and Sprite, obey your thirst. Drake doesn't make me hungry or thirsty. Like, does anybody look at that? Just like if Sprite's good enough for Drake, like something like Sprite. Everybody knows what Sprite is. And dude's probably pocketed 8 figures from just being on billboards with Sprite. Unless he works it into like a song maybe, or he does a jingle. I don't know. I haven't seen a commercial with him in it, but somebody like, you know what? If Sprite's good enough for Drake, good enough for
me.
They
had a commercial with him in it, and I think that's why they keep it out. Because he goes in the studio, and then
he's in the booth. Writer's block.
Yeah, he had writer's block. You know it. You already know it then, see? So he has writer's block. He goes into the booth. He sips his requisites, thirst with Sprite.
Mm-hmm. And then it just flows, right?
And then all of a sudden the Sprite explodes his head. And then it's like,
whoa. I get behind that.
And then boom, boom, boom. And then they drop the beat. And then it's his song. Boom. Bye, Sprite.
Jesus Christ.
Quenches.
Wow.
Damn, I can't talk today. Woo.
Well, hang on just another couple of minutes. No. You'll be all right. Well, it's like, I get...
twisting my words.
With, I mean, look, I know deals have been done before. Like, notoriously, Michael Jackson was in Pepsi commercials. Didn't drink Pepsi. But he was paid like...
But that made people...
$9 million. And people did. Because they, you know, Michael Jackson's music makes me happy. Mm-hmm. As long as you're over a certain
Pepsi
age.
Channel-ish.
And then it was like, oh, Pepsi, good feelings. Michael Jackson, yeah! Who's bad?
And even when The Voice came back out a couple of years ago, and then they redid the Pepsi commercial and put Michael in it, I think that's when he, like, just had passed away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rude. That's hard.
Oh, no, because everybody goes, oh, I remember that. And then they go buy Pepsi. And it
all right.
Boom.
Our boys in Van Halen had a song in Pepsi.
They did.
They did. They used Right Now.
Right Now.
Which was one of those things. That, I mean, it's been 24 years since Crystal Pepsi and that ad campaign was running.
I wish they'd bring
Although, Jesus Christ, I'm sure with the Kaiba, we'll touch on Van Halen quickly because it's something we forgot to mention in the show a few weeks ago when Sherry was last on. Kate 57, by the way, the rest of both worlds. We discuss all things recent with Van Halen and make a few comparisons. In case you missed it, go check it out. But it was one of those things where they were going to use the song anyway, but they can... Like, if the band doesn't own the song, I guess whoever owns the rights to it, they can still use the song. They just can't use the band's version. So they could just hire session people or a choir or something and go, right now.
Right, okay.
And remake the song, which is why you hear that stuff in commercials all the time. A song you know, but it's not the version of the song. That's because whoever owns the rights can, I guess, license it out, but make not necessarily the original version. So, yeah, they got like $2 million or something like that to have Right Now get used in Crystal Pepsi commercials, which is fine. Which I heard Crystal Pepsi's coming back, and it'd be great if they used Right Now, but probably not because, as we forgot to mention, because we ran out of time, was the fact that Sammy Hagar, who we love,
yes,
formerly of Van Halen, apparently the Van Halen legal team is trying to stop him from performing the songs in, not publicly, because you could perform anything you want live, but like when he did the Sammy Hagar and the Circle release, he did a bunch of Van Halen songs from his era, of course, so certainly among his most popular songs. To put him out on a release like that, or for him to perform those songs live on a TV broadcast, the Van Halen legal team is trying to get him to stop doing that, and that's probably because it generates interest in those, and they kind of want to forget that that era even happened, because... Then when they go out and play, people are going to be like, hey, why aren't you playing Right Now or Finish What You Started?
Exactly.
Or, why can't this be Love? And it's like, well, because our singer can't sing those. Our front man can't sing those songs. And no. So unfortunately, they probably wouldn't use Right Now for the same reason. Or at least it wouldn't be the band version, but it may be a version. But even still, people would want to hear it again. Okay. People want to see song performed live.
I'd rock that.
Really? You going to do it like karaoke?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Gonna make that happen. All the more reason you folks should follow the show on social media, because if it happens, it will be captured.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So, K-pop, by the way. We're just about out of time already. Can you believe that? I mean, some asshole was talking for a half hour about his car and his iPod. So I get that. If people made it through that, the second half of the show got very entertaining.
It did go back quick, though.
It always does. I always marvel at that. All of a sudden, it's just like, what do you mean we're out of time? And it's all I need is for William to be outside, just like, you know, hitting my car windshield with a baseball bat. It's like, oh, it's an hour. Not 62 minutes, not 61 and
overtime. Overtime.
Yeah, right? He's got a book out of here.
Okay.
He doesn't know where all the switches are yet, so he's not going to be powering stuff down while we're still sitting here.
Close it out.
another quick lesson then before we sign off for the week. I had to go downtown recently to downtown LA, kind of in this area where Skid Row Studios is, and was ill-prepared because of the meters. Now, a lot of meters take credit and debit cards now, which makes me a little bit leery because I don't know how that goes, because how do you challenge if something's charged incorrectly or whatever? It's kind of like...
It's a long process.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to deal with that. And I didn't have any quarters at all in my car. And I was going to be at least an hour. So it's like, well, okay, now what are we going to do? So the only place I could find that was within, that was between where I had to be and where I park, because parking downtown is a bitch. I found this little kind of convenience store, which is basically just a cooler with sodas and chips and whatever. It's generous calling it a convenience store. Mm-hmm. I said to the dude, like, should you be able to give me a dollar and quarters? He's like, oh, I can if you buy something. And I'm like, damn it, of course. So I bought a... I actually ended up buying like a Pepsi from 1986 or something, because it was like... It was... You ever crack something open like the
sugar water?
Well, it just tastes old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how soda can taste dusty. But I was like, this has been sitting for a long time. Like, it wasn't a logo from like a couple generations ago or anything, but I was like, ugh. You know, like that was a buck. And then, yeah, like everybody's had that experience where they open something that's like fresh and new and it's like, ugh, what the hell? So I ended up spending a dollar on that. Then he gave me a dollar and quarters and I had to load in, you know, because a quarter buys you 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the fucking parking meters. Now, they're making these, I guess, what the city regards as smart parking meters that will zero out the time. I think we've talked about this before. When you pull away.
Yes.
So if you have 9 minutes left, someone can't pull in and use the 9 minutes you paid for.
Right.
It'll zero out. when the spot's empty, it detects it, zeros it again.
Man.
It's stupid, right? It's crazy.
That's LA for you.
It is. But the lesson to be learned is never go downtown without quarters, because you're going to need them to park. Unless you want to pay like 10 bucks to park somewhere for an hour, which I don't recommend. Unless you're happy to blow 10 bucks. Get yourself a roll of quarters or be stuck with a dusty Pepsi and having to get change enough for an hour. Don't do that. What you should do, though, is follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr at Cape Pod. And once again, like the show on Facebook and please subscribe to the show on iTunes. And once again, spread the word, share the videos, share the iTunes link, do all that on social media. So you just spread the word. It's what it's all about. And thank you for using the Amazon banner. Once again, audibletrial.com/cape. Get your free audiobook download. Get your free trial. You can follow Sherry at SherryBaby09. That's Sherry with an IE.
You can.
Yes. On Twitter and Instagram. And you can follow me at Chris Sells Out on Instagram, and at Chris Abalo on Twitter. So get on that and enjoy us. And don't forget, tune in next week to see Candace Feltz hosting in my place. We'll see how that goes. No, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too. It's going to be a good time. So until next time, for Sherry Bass, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.